Professor James McCanney, who's best friends, of course, with Carl Sagan. I just always have to get that in. Sees him out there riding his bike all the time. I think he threw rocks at him. Anyway, I'm just kidding. He's a professor in several areas of expertise. He's a tier one scientist. He's known across the world. He's an X Prize winner. He has his own paid podcast. He has his own unpaid podcast. His website is full of information. You better sit down with some water or hot chocolate or whatever you want and have some time, because jmccsci.com is fantastic for information. He is the one and only James McCanney. He is my favorite, and here he is. James, welcome to the Power Hour.
Daniel, it's good to be here.
Absolutely. Okay. I'm glad you called. It worked out that you were on today. We just had the New Hampshire primary yesterday, and it says that Bernie barely beat Pete. We had the Iowa one, I don't know, was it last week or whatever it was, that they can't count people in the gym, apparently, that it's so confusing. I don't know what. I don't believe any of these things. You tell me, you're the scientist, you go over these results. What do you think happened in Iowa and or New Hampshire or whatever? Just wherever you want to go with it.
Okay, this has taken me a while to come to this conclusion, and I thought about it for a while, but I'll just say it right out. I think that Tulsi Gabbard won Iowa, probably
whoa.
By a lot.
And, well, what did she? What was the official total? What was the official total there that she had?
Well, it was small, you know, and they didn't even talk about it. But let's examine what happened. After the caucus finished, they couldn't figure out the results. They went away, and they went away for 3 days, day and night, day and night. Couldn't figure it out, couldn't count them. This is not, you know, this is first grade stuff. And so I'm, you know, everybody's scratching their head, what's going on? And then they come out with Bernie and Pete in a head-to-head tie, basically, you know, and that's where all the news was. And I have been watching this, and especially Tulsi Gabbard spent a lot of time. Now, where other people were raising tens of millions of dollars, she was raising like $300,000. So she didn't have much money to go on. So she went around Iowa, town by town, talking to people, spent a lot of time there. While the other people were in the, you know, the major candidate.
Raising
some
money.
Of them were in Congress during the impeachment. She was peddling around Iowa, and I think she was resonating with the voters. Now, just set the stage. Who is the one person? I mean, look at the Democratic Party. You got the Bernie camp, you got the Pete camp, you got the Liz Warren camp, then you got the Minnesota, what's her name,
Klobuchar, whatever.
Klobuchar, Amy Klobuchar, yeah, camp. And they're all kind of, you know, thinking they're going to be front runners. But the one that's really different, and the one that they all, if one of the other ones won, they could all kind of get behind them. The one person that none of them could get behind is Tulsi Gabbard. And throw in the dark horse here, Hillary Clinton. Now, Tulsi Gabbard just registered a lawsuit for $50 million for defamatory
defamation, slander.
Defamation, slander of Hillary Clinton when she said that she was a Russian agent and, you know, being prompted or groomed or whatever it was. So anyway, if Hillary is planning to jump in at the last minute, just like the Michael Bloomberg, you know, they're grooming them for him to come in at the last minute. But if Hillary is really the dark horse here, then you have another camp that is really not going to like Tulsi Gabbard winning Iowa. And then, of course, if she didn't win there, then that would kill her chances in any other place after that, because people are going to say, oh, she's out of it.
All right, let me ask you a couple questions. First of all, this is you kind of theorizing and just putting together, or do you have some scientific base, or this is just kind of you kicking the tires in your own mind?
Daniel, I was the original person studying voter fraud in the 2016 election.
Absolutely.
You know that. I was on your
Absolutely.
Show before and after the election. And after the election, we had real numbers, and it verified everything I was saying. So I study voter fraud and the the kind of the psychology of it that goes along with it. What's going on here? I mean, you know, my BS meter is pretty good after all these years of being a scientist and a mathematician and looking at these. But who would be the person that would win, that would cause them to spend 3 days trying to scuttle boats out of there and scuttle new boats in and come up to some kind of conclusion?
Well, I can make the arguments, Bernie, because it's obvious they, for whatever reason, they hate Bernie now. It kind of boggles my mind because I think Bernie really could have won in 2016.
Oh, yeah. And here's another funny part, too. Remember the Charlie Brown comic strip that every fall, Lucy would hold the football, Charlie would come up and kick it, and she'd move it away.
Yeah.
That's Bernie Sanders. And I'm just wondering if that's what we're heading down the road again. Now, Bernie made a lot of money. He got a big payoff from the DNC when he bowed out. Remember, all of his followers left DNC convention, and they were outside crying, and they're going, what's going on? I mean, now, you'd have to be pretty brain dead to support Bernie again in this one, you know, when he pulled that one on his constituency. But I'm just wondering if we're in for another Lucy pulling the football out here with Bernie Sanders, with Hillary come in at the end. That's what I'm smelling here.
And, you know, I've heard that rumor about Hillary. I've heard other people come in and say she's, you know, she's delusional, basically. Do you think it's a real possibility we're looking at the DNC convention and some shenanigans, and then all of a sudden Hillary Clinton's the nominee? Do you think that's real possibility?
Well, they're looking for some. Their total criteria is who can beat Trump, and none of these people can. Bernie, come on, he's going to die in office first year. You know, this is that's a terrible thing to say, but he's rather aged. Let's put it that way.
Well, he's how old is he? He's not much older than Trump.
80. He's 80 or something.
Oh, he is
going
in his
80s?
Into an
8-year term.
That.
He'd be nearly 90.
Yeah.
After an 8-year presidency.
He is up there.
So
okay,
anyway.
Well.
But I'm just smelling the Lucy pulling the football out from Charlie Brown again, and she does it every year. You know, and you laugh and you kind of, oh yeah, she did it again. But I just see that here. I just kind of smell it, because the primary criteria for Democrats is who can beat Trump. That's the only thing on their lips. Not a policy. What are they going to do?
Well, I don't think anybody can beat Trump. Do you?
No. I'd say right now he's doing around 80%. I don't believe any polls. He's probably pulling, you look at the videos, Mrs. Biden was in a group with a bunch of old ladies in a living room. That was one of their stops for the campaign. Trump is filling stadiums, you know, in the same place. It's so bizarre. I mean, all of the people that went to all of the Democratic, you know, little sessions, and they wouldn't even fill a high school gymnasium.
Gym. Yeah. All right. So are we looking at possibly Hillary Clinton running and the biggest voter fraud machine shop job ever in the history of the world?
Yes.
Is that possible?
And it started in Iowa.
I have such a hard time thinking that Pete Buttigieg, I call him Tenpenny Pete, because he only got about 10,000 votes when he ran for mayor. Somebody who's got about 10,000 votes in his life is now, going to win the presidency. Trump got zero before that, but it's ridiculous. He just came off the interview where he basically shut down all the pro-life Democrats. We're going to Iowa, which is extremely pro-life area of America. I see it seems infinitesimal that he won Iowa, where a week before he was polling at 16%. He made up 10 plus percent in a week after that story came out. It seems beyond
possible. None of it makes any sense at all.
No. Okay, so I'm not crazy. So you agree with me on that point?
None of it makes any sense at all. It just, you could slice this pie about 10 different ways and it would stink, you know, to high heaven.
All right.
But the bottom line is something happened in Iowa that nobody, of all the camps and of all of the camps in the background, that something happened there that nobody wanted. And what's the one thing that nobody would want?
Interesting.
Gabbert winning.
It's true. This is, I've never heard anybody put this forward. This is a very interesting thought. See, I got to, I'm trying to digest this. All right. What should,
you have to step back when you first hear it and go, what the heck? But if you look at it, you know, they could have dealt with Bernie with a landslide or Pete or Warren, you know, or any of them, down the line, but not Tulsi Gabbard. So that's the one, thing that may happen what happened. You know, they couldn't count them. They went away for 3 days and then they came back with this result and it's like, what? That's your result that you couldn't say it the first day?
How hard is it to count people in the gym? Because I've been explaining, this is a caucus. You basically get in a gym, there's 200 people in the gym. All right, if you're voting for what's your name, you get in this corner. If you're voting for who's a what, you get in this corner. Okay, let's count how many people are in the corner. I mean, that's really how it goes, right?
This is not rocket science, no.
Apparently it is, James. You know, these are the same people who think they know better about your life and want to run everything. They can't even count people in a gym.
Yeah, they want to run a national health policy program. Yeah, give me a break.
All right, well, let's go to New Hampshire. Amy Klobuchar, I don't even know how to pronounce her name. I butchered it. Klobuchar. Okay. Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota supposedly was third, I think, in this primary, and she had 20%, and she was polling at 6 or 7 just a week, 10 days ago. So she went up 13%. I mean, these polls are wrong. They're not that wrong. I get the feeling that they pulled votes from Bernie or Tulsi or somebody or Elizabeth Warren or somebody, and then gave them to her. I mean, what are we looking at here in New Hampshire?
There again, I'm just awestruck. I can't figure that one out. But if they could bump Tulsi Gabbard out of the first one, then she had no chance after that. You know, they just
right. She's done. She's done. Her momentum is gone. But then, you know, Amy Klobuchar getting 20%. That she's from Minnesota. Yeah. She's not from New Hampshire.
Right. Yeah, I knew her dad. Her dad was Jim Klobuchar, radio announcer for the Minnesota Twins forever, since I was a little kid, and he passed away, but Amy is his daughter. And of course, she had the name recognition because everybody in Minnesota knew him. And so she jumped into politics. You know, and she's smart. She's built a career in politics, now running for president. But, you know, so I don't know. New Hampshire has me baffled. So, maybe they're priming things for, then there's North Carolina, then there's a whole bunch of other ones. So it's hard to say where this is going, but it, you know, the one in Iowa is the one that's got me stumped.
I have a hard time believing that anybody is winning these races other than Bernie Sanders, from what I've seen. He's the only one who can get some amount of people to a rally and has some energy behind him. To me, I don't know. That's just me from a distance. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, there again, when I look at Trump at a rally, he's like having fun and people are laughing and screaming and jumping up and down. And you go and you watch Bernie and he's angry and he's you know, it's just like, it's the party of anger.
Well, you know, well, either way, but at least he's got people there. I mean, Joe Biden couldn't fill my living room. But at least Bernie's got people. That's what I'm saying. Bernie has people there. I'm not saying he can beat Trump. I don't think anybody can beat Trump at this point, barring some kind of, you know, revelation or something. But
well, that's where Lucy pulling the football comes in. It's giving Bernie the win. And then he gracefully steps out, gets paid another $5 million. He's probably out of the $4 million he got last time. And, you know,
it's expensive going to Russia, and those flights to Russia are expensive, or Moscow or wherever he went.
Yeah, he's probably got to go on his honeymoon now.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's as much as I can tell you about this, the Democratic election. It was just, you know, I can't, I can't account for much there at all. It doesn't make any sense at all.
All right, let me ask you this. Okay. This may possibly one of the final questions on this then. If I'm a Democrat right now, if you are a Democrat right now and you're seeing this, what is going through your mind?
Well, if I were a liberal Democrat, I'd be probably cheering and going, yes, they're going to win. They can beat Trump. You know, delusional. So I guess, you know, that's all I can say is, you know, a lot of delusional people walking around, you know, completely unaware of their surroundings.
Now, New Hampshire is a very liberal state, by all accounts, I would say, even though, you know, Maine up there is very freedom-minded, but there's, when I say liberal, I shouldn't even say liberal. They're a very democratic state, let's put it that way. And yet, in the primary, the Republican side, in 2012, Barack Obama got a certain amount of votes. He was the incumbent. You know, nobody was running against him. He got a certain amount of votes. I don't know what that total is. I didn't read what the exact total was. But this primary, Trump being the incumbent, nobody running against him really in the Republicans, Trump got twice as many votes at this primary as Obama did in 2012.
Mm.
Does that mean something? I mean, that's got to me, that means something.
Well, I will just go with my own statistics and what I'm seeing. I would say about 80% of the country, the real country, not the illegal mail-in votes, you know, type of thing.
Not the big city centers,
about 80% of the country is behind Trump. And after the it's solidified after the impeachment thing went by. And you just see all of the things that are going on. I know a lot of people that live in the United States. They've immigrated from Mexico and Latin America and other countries. And they are very much in favor of Trump because they don't want what was in their country to come here. That's their attitude. They came here to get away from that, and they don't want it being imported wholesale. And they're the first ones affected. A Mexican legal resident in the United States is the first guy that's going to get robbed by an illegal entry.
You're just a James. You're just a racist. You're just a racist. You stop that hate speech. You hate people. You're just, you know, quit speaking the truth here.
I lived in Mexico as a young guy. I lived in Mexico. I lived in Mexico City. So I'm, you know, I was on the opposite end, you know, of being an immigrant, so to speak. But that's a good point. You go to any Latin American country and try and force your way in. They have extremely strict immigration and entry rules, and they stick by them. Believe me, they do to the day, to the minute. And so anybody that thinks that we should have open borders, let's open them both ways. You go down to Mexico, you tell the Mexicans we want open borders that way, and you watch them spit or throw sand in your face.
Or back up from Honduras, even worse. Go ahead and open your southern border, Mexico, like you want America to do.
We want reciprocity, open borders. Tell that to Liz Warren to go down there and tell them that with her big open heart. Yeah.
With
you're
going to
get the first base, honey. Not
with
Mexico,
her Indian headdress on. With her headdress on.
Yeah, right. With the Pocahontas headdress.
So we got a couple.
Those countries do not let people in and to overstay their visas. They're very strict. There is not reciprocity on open borders.
All right. I want you to be clear on what you just said, because I think I get the sense it's true. You would know this better than me. You have some contact. You go down there, spend some time. Let's be perfectly clear. The majority of legal immigrants in this country, legal Latin American, Mexican and Latin American immigrants, they don't want this open border situation. Clarify that. And then if that is true, why? I mean, I kind of know the answer, but just your perspective. Why are we inundated with just the opposite? Why are we inundated that we believe that we are being told over and over again that they don't think that way? You know what I'm saying? I'm not phrasing this question right, but go ahead.
Okay. The reality of of immigration is it affects the poorest people. And there seems to be the best person that can explain this is Candace Owens. I just was listening to her, and she said for decades, for almost forever, the Democratic Party has claimed to be the party of the blue collar, of the working man, and et cetera. But their socialist programs have forced these people into dire economic conditions. But I speak to people who are Mexicans, and they're here. And for example, I was talking to one guy. He runs a business. He's a legally immigrated Mexican. He has a business operating cleaning offices and things at night. During the nighttime, they go into office buildings and clean. And so he's got a bunch of people working for him. And he said, how can I keep my business going? How can I make my house payment? Because the next wave of illegal Mexicans work for less than the last wave of illegal Mexicans. And so it's driving down he can't
standard
compete.
Of living. Driving down standard of living.
Yeah. And they want to keep their standard of living, which they got here. Plus the crime. I mean, you can't drive up to a stop sign in Mexico without having your hubcaps ripped off, you know, or whatever. So it's like, or if you're walking a woman walking down the street, you don't walk down the street with jewelry or a purse because they ain't going to be there long. They will rip it right off of your ear. Okay, that's what goes on. And those people don't want that moving to the United States, where they spent a lot of time and a lot of effort moving to and have established themselves. And like I said, they are the first victims because they live in a, you know, a lower economic area. And they're the first victims of people that are illegal that come to this country.
I've also heard that Phoenix is the kidnap capital of the world now because of all the illegal immigrants and everything there. I don't know if you know anything about that. I'll ask you that more, UBI, and also Whole House Filters. If you're interested in Whole House water filters, stay tuned. We'll talk a little bit about that with James McKenney. JMCCSEI.com is his website. You're listening to the Power Hour. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high-fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made good for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the bottom of my heart, from everybody here at the Power Mall, thank you so much for your prayers, your donations, your purchases, your support, just being there. It means a lot. And, you know, wow, it's been 3+ years, almost, it'll be, I think, 4 years this summer. Since I've been here full time, you know, Joyce has been gone. I was doing it. I can't even believe that. I mean, I just can't even believe it's been four. Maybe it's been three. I lose track. Has it been? No, I think it's been. No, it's been 3 years. It'll be 3 years. It'll be 3 years this summer because she saw the election. I remember. She died right after the election. Anyway, I'm reminiscing. All this time you've been there. Thank you so much. Certainly we weren't ready at the beginning to take over. Certainly it was a little bit of a car crash, in so many levels and so much going on, but, we're growing, we're stable, we're looking to go forward and has everything to do with you and you're part of this and we're moving forward and we're doing big things and we're getting other people. We're working on something very big. I've been telling you about this. If you're just now hearing this, everybody, we know something is wrong, but what can we do? We are working on this with other people, with other prominent people. We will have something. We're going to be able to present something to you. I don't know when, probably, I would guess in about a month, maybe a little less, maybe a little more. And when we present that, we're going to need you. And I'm not going to need you. Well, you know, somebody else. No. It's, I'm going to need you and I'm going to ask you and I'm going to tell you, Joyce would love this. And when we say jump, you're going to have to say how high. I'm not trying to be rude or bossy or whatever. You can take it any way you want. We're going to need you. We need you. You need us. And we're doing something here. And so thank you for all your support and all you do. We got some great specials over at the Power Mall. Of course, the heart drops and the new kidney formula. We got all the super silver, the oregano, the oregano resp, the silver lozenges, which I just love. If you like lozenges, you know, cough drops or whatever, these are so much better. They got the honey in them, the Purely C that's non-GMO, the Chaga Max, the vitamin D, the selenium, the zinc, the magnesium, good sources that are actually absorbable. And I've said it many times, the multivitamin, the full spectrum vitamin E. If you do not get them here, then where are you going to get them? Phosphatidylcholine, vitamin E, the krill oil. We have a special on the krill oil. You can take advantage of from parts of the ocean that are not polluted. They're in the South Sea or, well, I don't know what they don't call it Antarctic Ocean, do they? They call it the South Ocean or something. I don't know. I'm not a sailor. I watched that Perfect Storm talking to James McCann or, Wayne Elliott yesterday talking about that movie, Perfect Storm. Anyway, It's Valentine's Day. It's Heart Month. Krill Oil, Heart Drops, the Kidney Support, the CardioCom, all on sale. Other products, Helon, the Lamb Cream. And we're going to have Whole House Water Filters. If you're interested in that, we'll talk about that with James here directly, and we'll let you know how you can get a hold of that. But thank you again for your support, and thank you for everything you do. ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerMall.com. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. God bless you. Getting back to James here, just kind of tie up a bow. We're talking about immigration, legal, illegal, how the legal immigrants are not so keen on the illegal because they're the first ones hit, whether it's crime or whether it's their job, their standard of living is undercut by this wave of people coming in. I've heard that Phoenix, Arizona is the kidnap capital of the world. Is that true? Do you know anything about that?
I don't know. I spent some time in Phoenix and then south in Tucson. You know, that's one of the main traffic areas. That's been a center for illegal immigration for a long time.
What they do is they'll kidnap, you know, they'll kidnap Tom Jones or whoever and his family, and they make a phone call and say, you better give us 5,000, you know, just small time ransom. You better send us 5,000 or we're going to cut your husband's hand off. You know, this is happening big time in Phoenix, Arizona, from what I hear. And it's 100% has to do with all this illegal immigrant and this element from Mexico that you're talking about. I mean, if that's racist, I guess I'm racist. I guess I'm racist that I don't like people coming up here and kidnapping, and threatening to take people's fingers off. I guess that's racist now.
That's why I'm giving you the words out of the mouth of Mexican people who have moved here legally. Because are they racist?
Yeah.
I mean, they're the same race. People here, you know, like the Liz Warrens and the Bernies, and I guarantee you, in their, you know, millions of dollar house and lifestyle, they have never been to Latin America. Has Liz Warren ever been? If she did, it was to Acapulco in a 5-star hotel, you know, or something. But they have no idea what it's like to live in a third world Latin American country. I do. I know the people, I know places to go, where not to go, and I know how to manage myself, but very few people would. Liz Warren wouldn't last 2 seconds walking down a back street in Acapulco.
With her Gucci bag.
Yeah, right, with her hand up, hi, peace and love, you know. No, it doesn't work that way. No, these people have no clue. And I've also made a rule, don't elect a university professor for president. They don't live in a real world. They never have. They got their degree. They got out of high school. They went to college. They studied. They got their, you know, they learned how to get A's. They got their degree. And then they became a university professor. They have never lived in the real world. They've never run a business. They don't know what a bottom line is. They don't know what a tally sheet is. They don't know what a line item is. You know, they don't never had the balance, a balance sheet, because all the money they ever got just came right in from the government. I went to American Geophysical Union meeting one time, and I had a table where we present material, and the lady next to me was from NASA Goddard Space Flight Center, and she had just gotten her PhD in physics and was working there, and I had on my sign, my name tag, it said independent scientist. And she goes, what is independent scientist? Because that's your affiliation. I said, well, I fund my own research. I do my own work. I set my own guidelines, what I'm going to study, et cetera. And she says, how can you do that? How can you possibly do anything without the federal government? That's the mentality. You know.
Wow. And that's very telling.
Know, so
isn't
that's
it?
That's the university. Government does everything, cannot do anything without the government mentality.
They're our daddy. So the government's our daddy.
Yeah.
You know,
there's a fear of cutback. They all get together and they go, oh, we got to, you know, they create some kind of like, oh, the sun's going to blow up tomorrow. We got to get more money. Whatever it is, you know, but these people don't live in a real world. They never have. You know, it's like Hollywood. I love that. At the Golden Globes, what was his name? He gave the little speech this year. at the beginning, and he said, "You people don't live in reality. Just get your
Ricky Gervais. Ricky Gervais.
Yeah. And those people, you know, university professors in Hollywood, they live in a fantasy world. It's not real. They never, you know, and you want to elect one for president? Excuse me. You know,
let me tell you a story. You know, you're talking about Mexico. I've never been to Mexico. You know, I went to, one of the resort places one time, and even that, the people had AR-15s to go into the city. I mean, they were standing guard. One time I crossed to El Paso. I went to see a friend of mine's, was playing minor league baseball, and my wife and I, and this was stupid. This was, 10 or 15 years ago. I should have never done this. We did it during the day. We walked with one of our Mexican friends from Mexico in Texas. They took us over the border to Juarez. Juarez looks, you know, if you've seen the old pictures of European cities in World War II that have been bombed, it half looks like that. I mean, and this was 10 or 15 years ago. God only knows what it looks like today. Literally. The streets are all, the things are all crumpled up, people everywhere. Literally, I put my hand on the Bible and will swear to it in court right now. I saw little children urinating in the streets. Literally.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is
that's
like...
That's what I say. People have no idea. And that's one of the good towns. It's one of the better places. I lived in Mexico. I did a lot of traveling. And I'd go down to an area out in the middle of nowhere. You'd come up into a little town and everything was neat and orderly and the flowers growing and all the houses were painted a nice pastel color and everything was neat. And you go to the next town and it looked like an atomic bomb hit. The kids were walking around with no pants, pooping in the street. The dogs
looked
like sick. And you go, what is the difference? And what I finally realized is there was one person in that town, usually an Anglo immigrant, who made things orderly, that brought some kind of semblance of order in there, and everybody kind of copied that person's lifestyle. You go to the next town, and like I say, it looked like an atomic bomb hit. You know, don't stop here, don't drink the water, cholera, you know, warnings, you know, it's just amazing. But Mexico is a beautiful country, absolutely gorgeous, and it has the best natural resources of probably any Latin American country, and it's all in the hands of 2% of the population. It's what it would be here if Hillary Clinton had been elected. You know,
I know they got a lot of silver. They sure got a lot of silver there. Let me ask you about
UBI. Silver, oil, everything.
Let me ask you about UBI, Universal Basic Income, because what you're saying is basically these socialist experiments that we're seeing the government is solving everything, and that come here and we're going to, you know, immigration's going to destroy the underbelly of the economy. We're basically opening the door. Well, I guess the only solution is a UBI, Universal Basic Income. We're just going to have to pay everybody, and then they're just going to have to suck off the government teat. Everybody is. That's basically the only, they're forcing it to where that's going to be the only solution. Am I crazy here?
Yeah, well, go back to Ronald Reagan said it best. He said, the socialism works until you run out of everybody else's money.
I think it was Thatcher. I think it was both of them, actually. I think it was Margaret Thatcher. Yeah. But, yeah, I think he quoted Margaret Thatcher.
Anyway, you know, socialism doesn't work. I'm already looking forward to the future. I'm trying to figure out, you know, is there life after Trump? You know, say Trump gets elected another 4 years, if he can get through the cheating maze. Right now they're building up a tremendous cheating maze for this upcoming 2020 election. And that's going on and totally unheralded in the background.
Do you, I know you sent me some articles. I didn't really get a chance to look at them. You just sent them here a little bit ago about pedophilia. I'm very disturbed with these schools and what's going on in our culture, and it's the Illuminati writings. I've said this many times. If you want to control a culture, one of the reasons America was so great, because it was so sexually pious, I mean, really, they were almost, you know, other countries would call us anal, whatever. We were very sexually pious, and we also very successful, and our family units were strong. If you want to destroy a society, you make them sexually promiscuous, and inevitably that society is destroyed. I mean, they know this. Historically, we know this. That's why this is such a concerning. Talk about some of the stories you're seeing about pedophilia and the normalization of it.
This one is an article. It's written by Paul Martin. It appeared in Big League Politics, and University of Professor in Austin, Texas, Thomas Hubbard, it says, writing about pederastic intimacy, which is basically child rape of a man with a young boy.
Now, we got a family show. We got a family show here, so it's kind of... Just be aware of that.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, right. But he said that it is a outmoded gender preoccupations of late Victorian era. That's his claim, you know, that these are outdated, outmoded.
So thinking that children shouldn't be sexualized and shouldn't have any really sexual whatever till they're an adult is a Victorian sentiment. It's outdated.
Right. And he's poo-pooing the idea of children's inability to consent as something that's outmoded.
Wow.
You know, and so, yeah, you can push this in a university where you have tenure, but it's not going to go far in the rest of the United States.
Well, yeah, but then you pay for your children to go to school and listen to this crap.
I mean, to have cross-dressing... people read about cross-dressing to your children at story time.
There's a big story in ESPN. I read it this morning in the news. Uncle Kevin and I talked. Dwayne Wade, who is was a big basketball star, NBA champion, big out of Miami. He's retired now, and he was talking about how he's supporting his daughter because she came home and she thought she was transgender and wanted to discuss it. And him and his wife were supporting it. At 12 years old. The child's 12 years old, comes home, and he wants to support this. Where in the world is a 12-year-old getting an idea about she's transgender?
Yeah. On a birth certificate, there's no such category as transgender. There's only two categories. It's male or female.
Well, that's your sex.
That's physical reality.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's DNA, right? DNA, that's what DNA says, right?
But the whole issue, I believe the pendulum is swinging back against this, but that's what you read in the news media. The reality, Daniel, with identity politics is you have an extremely small group that is very vocal and is getting a lot of press. And so when you talk about, you just talked about when you ask people to stand up and become motivated, one of the biggest things is for the majority to stand up and say, hey, we are the majority. Sorry, this is not going to fly in this country. And if you want to do that, there's a lot of countries you can go to. You know, feel free. We'll buy you a ticket. But you're not going to do it here.
Well, you're just narrow-minded and mean, James. You're mean and narrow-minded and racist and bigoted. That's all there is to it. I should be able to, fantasize about children if I want to. What's wrong with you?
Well, in your own mind, there's no law against that. But
well, that's not true. If you do it on the computer, there is. That's not true either.
Yeah, but no, these are complicated issues, but they're very subtle. They're sold in a very subtle way, like diversity. The biggest con word in the world is diversity. What does diversity mean? It means that you don't have a right to be or racist. You don't have a right to be white. You don't, when's the last time you heard of a white scholar day or something like that? And here's the issue. Everybody wants a piece of the American pie. The American pie was built by white people who were inventive, creative, the great inventions, you know, if you go back to starting with whatever it is. A lot of them came from white people. It didn't come from Zimbabwe. The automobile was not invented in Zimbabwe. I'm sorry.
Well, here's what I would say. Let me interject right there. And I think you're bringing up a good point. I want to clarify it because I don't want to get emails. here's what I would say, and I agree with you completely. I would say the Western European culture is what built America. And if you want to say that, then they were all white people or mostly white people. Yes, there were slaves. Yes, there were people who contributed. Yes, all those things. The Western European culture, the people who migrated here and then made a new culture and a new idea of freedom and of liberty and of John Locke and of Isaac Newton and the Bible, and then all mixed together, and they created this explosion and this opportunity and the greatest thing we've seen in at least millennium, and there's nothing like it. Okay. That culture, those white people, those whatever, they did it. Yeah, you know, did they do things wrong? Did they do things to Indians? Did they do things? Yes, 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 yes. They also wrote the Declaration of Independence, which is the greatest political moment we've ever seen in at least two or three millennium, at least. And to that's what they did. So anyway, go ahead, James.
Well, to tear down what is existing here, when, you know, why are all those people flooding across the border? They want what's here. I mean, this stuff, the roads and
Bingo.
The bridges and the buildings and the automobiles and everything here didn't just appear one day. Somebody went out and did this. You know, the space programs and everything else. I mean, somebody went out and did this. And that's what everybody wants a piece of. And when they get here, then they badmouth you. So, you know, that's the whole
Do you think
issue
they
is.
Do? Do you think they do, or it seems like the media does? I don't think these illegal immigrants do, unless they're paid, paid provocateurs. I really don't,
right.
don't think they do.
Right. No, and that's exactly the point. It's the media that's creating the division, and the division is what's dividing this country. And it's the media is run. You know, if you look at the CNNs, New York Times, and the MSNBC, etc. These are all controlled from one source, and that's called the CIA. They control the news media in this country, and it's a very small minority. And they have a tremendous voice for a very small minority.
What is their goal? What they control? I agree with you. Research says that. What is CIA's goal by that control?
Is division. Because if you can divide a country, divide its people, that's what identity politics is all about. Some little group thinking, oh, well, I can get this because of, you know, whatever identity characteristic they have. And then it divides, you have all of these factions. It's like some of the Mideast countries. You have 26 different religions that are variations on Muslim, Mohammed and the teachings, etc. You know, so You can keep dividing and subdividing and subdividing, and it just keeps everybody divided. There's no unity, and if there's no unity, you don't have a country. It's very simple. So it's divide and conquer, divide, create diversity, division where there isn't any, when there never really was any. And that's why people like Candace Owens is doing a very good job of bringing people back together and saying, hey, you know, you guys have been fed a bill of goods here, and it's time to wake up and understand that, you know, you've been had for decades, more than decades, for hundreds of years.
One of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard is diversity is strength. Well, diversity, the root word is division. How is division strength? How is dividing things strength? Unity is strength. Diversity is the opposite of strength.
Well, the entire term diversity means that you're different, and the whole premise of the country is that everybody has rights. Why do LGBT people need special rights? They already have them.
You tell me.
Why does anybody, any identity group, need special rights? You already have them. You know, and and the idea that, oh, you're put down because of such a, you know, whatever your diverse property is, your identity property is a way of dividing the country. And that's what it's all about. That's what the Democratic Party is about, is division of this country.
Well, their argument is we need special rights because you're very abusive and don't let us exercise our who we are and go to libraries and have drag queen story time and let us tell children about how what it's great to be had this whole lifestyle and transgender and not have a gender. So you're abusing us, so we need special rights so that we can do that. That's why, James.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, go to any other country on the planet and in there and see if you can do the same thing. You can't.
They're using the Bill of Rights to destroy the Bill of Rights. That's what they're doing.
Right.
We got about a minute or so.
And divisive.
We got about a minute or so. One of the things we were going to talk about is Whole House. If you're interested in Whole House water filters, James has some that he sells on his website. We're going to be offering. We're going to have a banner that you can click on. You can call Jay and ask her about it. So if you're interested in Whole House water filters, we'll have you on quicker than last time. We'll be ready so we can have you come on and talk about them more, James, and be clear about it. But if you're interested in this, please let us know over at the Power Mall. And so you can go. Now, this goes to your shower, to your water, to everything, correct? Just you got about a minute. Give us a description here, James.
Well, it's a pre-filter for the whole house. And so that you're not showering in this chemical soup that's coming in your water line. The biggest thing that people have to prevent is showering in a chemical soup because you're breathing in the vapors. That water is hitting your skin, the biggest absorbing organ in your body, and you have to get rid of those chemicals. So the Whole House water filter does that.
Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, it's so good to be with you. Later in the week, Daniel Estelin will be here. That's always exciting. But having James, a real treat. James, God bless you, and so good to be with you.
Thanks, Daniel.
All right, stay there, James. Stay right there. Todd, great show. Appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. It's all about the truth. It's all about you and your future and what you want. We can do this. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Hold the line.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.